Welcome to Internet Radio Rewind, the weekly review from Rain News. I'm Brad Hill, and this program is sponsored by Audio Boom, a platform that lets you create, capture, share, and monetize your station's on-demand audio content. Audio Boom can host your podcasts, interview clips, or listen again audio, and give you a fully branded player that automatically updates on your station website with the latest content. Earlier this week, rumors and reports began swirling that Swell Radio, a smart podcast app barely more than a year old, had been acquired by Apple. No confirmation of this from either company. 2 days later, though, Swell Radio shuttered its website, and its iPhone app stopped working too. Still, no explicit confirmation from either Swell, which replied non-committedly to our query, or from Apple. But when a product which had been teeming along nicely goes dark for no apparent reason, it's a good confirmation of the acquisition rumor. The way this has played out might hint at Apple's purpose in acquiring Swell, which had often been characterized as a Pandora for podcasts. In this case, it appears that Apple is not interested in developing the Swell brand and operating it autonomously. Apple owns a podcast app of its own, which has endured harsh criticism, and one easy guess is that Swell's technology will be imported to a new Apple-branded podcatcher. Meanwhile, Vevo, the music video site, not to be confused with YouTube, which is arguably the music video site, and actually is a Vevo partner, is searching for a buyer, according to reports. Vevo is jointly owned by major record labels, and even so, it's losing money. That might dim its prospect of an exit, although plenty of money-losing outfits have been acquired for valuations that don't bear any relationship to their earnings. For Vevo, though, the window of possibility might be closing quickly for another reason. Vevo's main purpose, from the user's perspective, is to extract YouTube music videos and make them navigable. YouTube itself is a bit of a jungle, but presumably that's exactly what YouTube's upcoming music service, slated to launch this summer, is all about, carving out the music and presenting it nicely. If Google does a decent job with that, there might not be a reason for Vevo. Pandora released its quarterly earnings and had a conference call to celebrate. Investors, though, weren't feeling jubilant by the end of it, sending Pandora stock charging downhill in after-hours trading. It mostly recovered during the week. The particulars of the call were not especially discouraging. Pandora's audience size is about the same, in the neighborhood of 76 million monthly users. That number has remained essentially flat for several months now, and Pandora executives prefer making year-over-year comparisons to demonstrate growth. If that number flattens out over time, investors might really head for the hills. On the financial side, the company met expectations. Many of the analyst questions focused on audience growth, probing whether Pandora plans to expand geographically. As of now, Australia and New Zealand are the only two non-US countries where Pandora plays. CEO Brian McAndrews has answered that question so many times, analysts probably haven't memorized. In a nutshell, here it is. Yes, Pandora probably will open up new countries, but who knows when? On Rain News, there's been a lot of interest during the last few days in digital natives. Digital natives are the population that has grown up with constant internet connectivity, social networks, and free media consumption. Everyone else is a digital immigrant, having learned and adopted a digital lifestyle to whatever extent. The interest on the site was due to our coverage of a report about how digital natives behave with media. The research was conducted by Media, M-I-D-I-A, Research, which is Mark Mulligan's company. The work is important because it's reasonable to assume that whatever we learn about how these young people consume media shines a light on the future of media consumption. Their choices and attitudes can forecast media models that are on the way up, down, in, and out. So, what's going on with digital natives? Well, first, streaming music is it. It is the music zeitgeist for digital natives. Second, they're pirates of a sort. They particularly like YouTube rippers that strip audio out of video. And the third point from the study is that they see no need to pay for music because YouTube gives them everything for free. This isn't particularly happy news for subscription services, but it works well for YouTube, and also for ad-supported listening like Pandora and iTunes Radio and other platforms that offer free listening in exchange for listening to a few commercials. National Public Radio, the most digitally daring of the U.S. radio groups, released a new listening app called NPR One. It's not the first time NPR has produced a distinctly mobile experience. A previous app called NPR News, which is still supported, allows the user to cherry-pick programs and segments by browsing through topics like politics or health. That app was a reinvention of the NPR brand, and it offered a dramatic separation of the listener from the broadcast schedule of local stations. NPR One, the new product, reinvents the previous reinvention. It's a lean-back experience. You don't have to find anything. The app will get it for you based on what it learns about you over time. In this way, it's similar to Pandora. A continuous playlist is stocked with local news from your local stations plus other segments. You can look ahead in the playlist, you can skip ahead, and you can mark things that you really like, providing cues for NPR One to give you the stuff that you'll like in the future. The result sounds like an NPR station, but is personalized to the user. NPR One is dead simple to use, which is appealing, and it does what it does with elegant style. Quick hits. First, it's earnings season, and SiriusXM had a good call with investors. The Satcaster met financial expectations and added nearly 500,000 new subscribers. Radionomy announced that its platform of independent stations has been added to Sonos, the wireless speaker system. That's a win-win-win for the Radionomy brand, the station owners, and Sonos users. That's a wrap for this edition of Internet Radio Rewind from Rain News. I'm Brad Hill. This program is sponsored by Audioboom. Audioboom can host your podcast, too, and you get a beautiful and fully branded player. Our theme music is by Valtteri Kujala. His music and royalty-free license options are at valtterikujala.com. Remember to subscribe to the Rain Daily Digest. Join thousands of professionals with the everyday heartbeat of internet radio. Look for the blue button at rainnews.com.